T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on another beautiful Saturday morning here in the DFW. On 105.3 The Fan, where we want to talk with you about your home loans. If you are driving around and you're tuned in to 105.3 The Fan here, and you thought you're going to hear about some sports, we might talk about sports a little bit.
But we're going to what's going on? There's nothing going on.
We're going to talk to you mostly. We're going to talk to you mostly about saving you money on your home. If you're trying to buy a home,
yes.
If you're trying to refinance a home, if you're trying to get cash out on your home, TexasLending.com is here to save thousands and thousands of Texans every year on their mortgage with some of the lowest rates you're going to find in Texas. We are ready to go today with Tress Collins, who's back in the saddle here. Hello.
Woo, hey, everybody.
Where were you last week? It was so important that you couldn't share with us on the show, Tress.
Actually, I had nothing really planned. I just wanted a long weekend. But then last minute, my stepdaughter, who's a blooming chiropractor, she actually had a job interview.
Is that a swear word? When you say blooming, it could be a... Yeah, it could be a swear word, a blooming chiropractor. You know?
No, if I wouldn't be swearing, I'd say a bugger chiropractor.
Okay.
But she's not a bugger. So anyway, so she actually had a job interview in Atlanta, can't afford to fly, but they're not experienced in long distance driving. So they asked if we would go help them drive. So we being the loving parents we are, we helped them drive to Atlanta.
So how did the interview go?
It went well. It went well. They're very interested in her.
Is she now a blooming chiropractor?
Well, she's still blooming, but she actually has other opportunities. This was one, this doctor's wanting her to help open a practice in Oklahoma. He's actually based in Missouri.
Ah.
So, and they had a corporate thing in Atlanta.
All right. Anyway, so there's all kinds of stuff going on.
They're going to Atlanta.
There's a Super Bowl this weekend. There's mortgages going on. There's all things happening. And we're here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba to discuss all those things.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who do you guys want to win the Super Bowl?
The team that scores the most is the team that I choose will win the Super Bowl this year.
What a lame answer.
I know what the score is going to be before the game even starts.
Do you?
0-0.
Oh, bad Bubba, bad
Boo.
Bubba. All right, we are talking about home loans here. We want to save you money. And so here's how it goes. You text us and you say, I want to save money. You don't have to say that. You just say, if you want to, there's all kinds of ways to save money. You can refinance on a mortgage. You can get a home equity loan. You can buy a home. You can get an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan. We even have jumbo loans at TexasLending.com, which has been a weird word for the last several months since COVID started. But jumbos are coming back into the mix. TexasLending.com is adding jumbos back into the mix. So we want to share that with you. And if you want to save money by refinancing, you text us and say, hey, here's my current rate. Here's how much I currently owe on my home. This is the value of my home, and here's my credit score. So credit score, value of home, how much you owe in your home, and current rate. We'll tell you what you might be able to refinance to. Rates are still at all-time lows. They've been trickling. Listen, things are moving. things are moving in the mortgage world. You need to pay attention because within the next 3 to 6 months, rates can be 0.5% to 1% higher than they are right now. The Federal Reserve does not set mortgage rates. Well, the Federal Reserve is buying mortgage bonds right now, but they're not setting the rates. They artificially are. What I mean is if they slow down their purchases of mortgage bonds so they put their money in other places, then the mortgage rates are going to go up. And so right now, you have an opportunity to get the lowest rates of all time. That may not be that way in a month or a week or in 3 days. We don't know when it's going to happen, but the 10-year Treasury bond's going up right now, and it's about 0.75% higher than it was at its low last year. The mortgage rates might follow. We'll have to wait and see how that all occurs. Yes.
I know you said the jumbo loans are making a comeback, but something we don't talk about very often are reverse mortgages. Are those still in play?
You know, no, they're not only in play, Tress. And this is not a setup because Tress does not work in the mortgage industry. She just does radio shows on the weekends at 8 in the morning and drives to Atlanta on a whim. Don't hang out with Tress.
She's lobbing questions in there.
So
softball, easy questions.
the head of our team for our reverse mortgages
just
did a reverse mortgage themselves on their own home.
Oh, Peggy, right?
Peggy. And so Peggy just got a reverse mortgage on her own home.
Aww.
And so are reverse mortgages good for you? We don't know. Everyone has a different situation. Some reverse mortgages save people, help them stay in their home for a lifetime. I think Peggy decided to buy a home and intends to stay there. And so the thing is, you don't pay a principal and interest payment on the mortgage. That gets accrued on top of your balance every month. And then when you pass away, the mortgage company, the lender, the servicer, they, after a year, can absorb the home if there's no heirs to sell the home or take it
heirs,
over. Heirs.
Not heirs.
Well, in your family, there might be heirs.
Sometimes heirs are heirs. I mean, you know,
yes.
Perspective.
Yes, depends on, you know, depends if it was the pool boy or the postman. Someone came by, and there might have been an heir in there.
Yeah, you know what? True.
Talk about inappropriate, Kevin. Oh, my God.
I notice when I look at the pictures of those kids how different they look.
Yeah.
Are you talking about your kids?
Yeah. So anyway, like Peggy, I mean, I had a customer. I do this all. Peggy gets a lot of business off me because I'll have a customer that best suited by an, and I just had one last month. Best suited to have a reverse mortgage. And she said, well, I want to get, you know, a lowest payment. I don't have anybody, you know, to leave this house to or whatever. So I'm just going to do like a 30-year loan and have the lowest payment. I said, why don't you just do a loan and not have a payment? And she goes, what?
Well, you still have to have taxes and insurance.
Well, I know. She goes, what? And I said, well, she didn't pay. She paid her own taxes and insurance.
Yeah. You're still going to pay taxes and insurance and any HOA dues in the neighborhood. The principal and interest payments are, again, the principal stays, while the principal's there, the interest gets added onto the principal every month instead of you paying it.
Yes.
And so you're not paying down the principal. It's just being accrued on top of the current loan. And so that allows people to stay in their home if they can no longer afford. They can afford the taxes, but they can't afford to keep on making the mortgage payment. They might need that for groceries or chin diapers or all the things that we wear these days.
Or trips to Atlanta.
And now you got to wear two. You know, or yes, that's a lot of gas. That's a lot of gas.
Yes, it is.
Don't stop at Taco Bell on the way to Atlanta. That's what they say. That's the new.
So the funniest thing is I have this conversation with Lisa a lot of times about the reverse mortgage because I'm of reverse mortgage age, but she's like, oh no, absolutely not. I said, so okay, so we could save $1,500 a month,
or pay $1,500.
Or pay $1,500 a month.
You think it would make her feel old if you got a reverse mortgage?
$1,500 a month could go into an annuity or something and would be worth way more to leave children. You know, like they're not going to get anything, those two, you know.
Those heirs.
Those heirs.
Yeah.
And omissions.
Okay.
Heirs and omissions.
All right. We are here to take your text at 972-387-4600. There's reverse mortgages. There are VA loans. We have the lowest VA rates in the country.
They're disgusting.
Our TexasLending.com brand in Texas has the lowest rates for veterans for purchases and refinances. No one has lower. And in our Aspire Lending brand, which is currently up and running in Florida, has the lowest rates in Florida. So if you are a veteran with family here or in Florida, make sure you let everyone know. Our 15-year streamlines at 1.875 if you're a veteran. That's 1.875 if you are a veteran, if you're trying to get a streamline refinance on a VA loan. That's a 15-year. And now a 30-year is a little bit higher. It's up around 2.25. But there are options for you. And if you're trying to buy a home as a veteran, you can also get those same rates. But when you buy a home under as a veteran, there is a VA funding fee, which makes the APR, your rate's the same, but your APR is higher because we have to put the VA funding fee on top of the loan.
But then there's a lot of them that are exempt from that, too. Disability exemptions, your exemption may vary.
Yeah, so if you're there's a veteran kinds, and you want to know if we can save you money, make sure you text us, 972-387-4600. That's the text line. And there is a VA funding fee and a refinance, but it's pennies in the dollar compared to what it can be on a VA purchase. So,
right. So
your APR and your VA purchases is higher than it would be on a VA refinance for the same rate that you're paying in the mortgage. People say, what is all this APR? Why is it different? Why is it different than the rate? And we want to share that with you. We'll talk with that in just a minute. In the meantime, if you do want to call our office, we have loan officers here at 972-387-4600. You can go online and apply at texaslending.com. We have some of the lowest refinance rates in the state. Our 15, if you're ever going to get the lowest rate, you do it when they're, if you're ever going to pay a point on a mortgage, here are the criteria. One, you intend to stay in the home for at least 4 years. Two, the rates are at the lowest they're ever going to be. The rates are at the lowest they are ever going to be, in my opinion. 1.875 on a 15-year refinance is pretty darn low. That's what you would get if you paid a point. If you had a loan of, call it, $220,000, if you had a 740 credit score, if you're trying to refinance a conventional loan and you're going to have your taxes and insurance in the payment, then that would be 1.875 if you paid a point origination in that loan. If you didn't want to pay the point, you're probably 2 1/8, somewhere around that point, 2.125. You have options. These are some of the lowest rates in the country. And this is the time to get it done before these rates go up. They are not going to stay low for long. A lot of you fret about your mortgage. Fret less with a lower payment. Trust.
Some people may not understand what paying a point means.
Might
you want to explain that?
I will get to the point in one moment.
Okay.
I will get to the point and the APR.
Oh.
So we want to talk about you saving money if you want to buy a home. A lot of you are buying homes in Texas. If you want to buy a home, here's the three things you text us. Here's how much money I make per year. Here's my current credit score. And here is how much I have for down payment. If you give us those three, we can tell you how much home you might be able to afford, what kind of payment you might be looking at, what it might take for you to get into a home. Make sure you text us, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply, texaslending.com. Trust, what is a point? You guess what a point is. You start.
I actually know what a point is. A point is 1% of the loan value.
And what does, if you paid a point, what is that point doing?
Well, it could lower your interest rate.
You're right. It can lower the rate, but it doesn't always necessarily do that. I know a lot of lenders, when they quote you, you apply on their website, and they immediately send you a quote with 2 points before you've asked for anything.
That sounds wrong.
Well, no, it's just what they do.
Mm.
It's not wrong. It's their way of doing business.
Okay.
And so that let's say for example, I said you can get a 15-year refinance at 1.875 on your mortgage. And so if you did that with 1 point origination at texaslending.com, and I said if you didn't pay a point, it'd probably be 2.125. What some of these companies do is they'll say with 2 points, we'll give you 2.25. Okay, which is higher than what we're quoting you without a point.
Yep.
And so they'll quote you 2.25, and they say, and if you don't pay the point, it's 3.5. And you're sitting at home going, oh, my gosh, this is, wow, I am really over the barrel here, and, you know, and time rates are ready to move up, and I better jump on this right now, and I'm going to pay those 2 points. That's the way they do business, and they suck you in by scaring you that you're going to, if you don't pay those points, it's going to be 3.5. I just told you if you didn't pay the point, it's probably 2 1/8, you know, without points, our rate's lower than what they're quoting with 2 points. And they get away with it because they're on TV, you know, a lot, you know. And so you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. It's a commodity here. It's a mortgage. It's going to be with you for 30 years. Some companies can get these things done in about 45 days. Some are taking them a little bit longer. We're in a little bit longer right now. We're hoping to move back to about 30 to 5 days here within a month and a half. We've just doubled our underwriting staff. That means if you get going now, you'll have the savings in place by the time the weather starts warming up, which is not going to be this week. Not this coming week. This is the week of...
Very cold.
Why you don't move north. This is the reason that we don't move. But if you want to text us, it's 972-387-4600. We will share with you what APR is, what it all means, why APRs are different for everybody. And we will come back with that after you start texting us. Text us now, 972-387-4600. We're going to break. And when we come back, we will start your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show with inappropriate Uncle Bubba. If you ever hear something inappropriate coming out of break, it's inappropriate Uncle Bubba. There's a timing issue.
All I did was go, huh?
There's a timing issue. There's a, I don't know what it is.
I was laughing at one of my jokes.
You were.
Oh, we got questions, Travis.
Well, now listen, we want to talk.
We have several
texts coming in. The texts are coming in, and we want those texts. If you want a reverse mortgage or a VA loan or an FHA streamline, you get in touch with us here at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. That's how you text us. Text us your question. We will answer it. But I do want to get to a very brief explanation of what APR is, and I will try to do it in the fastest way with in layman's terms so we can all understand. The rate that you're getting quoted by a mortgage company is the rate that you're going to be paying on your principal on the loan. So if you had a $200,000 loan, your rate was 2. You're paying 2% interest on that $200,000 loan, and that's your interest rate. If there are closing costs on your loan, then the government has attributed some of those closing costs, not all of them. A few of those closing costs are deemed as the government as they deem it as if you would have just paid interest instead of these closing costs, here's what your interest rate would be over the 30 years or 15 years of your loan. And so if you have $2,000 in government deemable APR fees, then over 30 years, that $2,000 that you pay, if that had been rolled into the rate, here's what your rate would be. So they're saying you could otherwise roll your rate up to this and you wouldn't have those closing costs. And that's why when those companies just say, oh, we don't have any closing costs, they are lying. The closing costs are rolled into the rate. You're paying a higher rate. They wouldn't give you the low rate that we would quote you because they'd have to charge you closing costs. We can do loans at zero closing costs. We can do loans with points. Everyone has an option to pay the lowest closing cost possible or to pay it down with points. You all have the option. Pay the lowest closing cost possible or none if it's there. It's harder to do on smaller loans.
Yeah.
It's harder to do. On the larger loans, it's easier to do zero closing cost. Because as a percentage of the loan amount, those closing costs are a small portion. So APR is if there are funding fees for VA, if there are mortgage insurance premiums or PMI for conventional loans, if any of that is in the loan, you're going to have an APR which is higher than the rate. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's that. So let's get to these questions. And if you want to get your question in, 972-387-4600, Tress will ask the questions, and then we will decipher whatever she is reading.
Right? That's a thing. Here we go.
Decipher.
Here we go. Do you require 2 years of sales commission?
If you're trying to buy a house, we might require 2 years of sales commission. If you want to go out for a beer, no. No, we don't require that. If you do
so much knowledge, so much knowledge.
They want to know if we require commissions 2 years if you're trying to. So here's the deal. If your neighbor's coming to you to buy a home from you, your neighbor comes to you and says, I want to borrow $200,000 from you to buy a home. You go, neighbor, here's $200,000, sure. Or you say, wait a minute, I want to document that you make some money to pay me back. And they go, well, here's my first week of commissions at my new job. And they're going, well, what's your commission going to be next week?
Yeah.
The reason mortgage companies require 2 years of commissions is commissions go up and down. and they want to see what your normal commission is, what you normally make over time, so they know you can afford a mortgage payment, so your neighbor's not going to get stuck giving you $200,000 and not get paid back. So most mortgages require 2 years of documentable tax returns from someone making commissions, so mm-hmm. we can see what you're writing off on those commissions, what your adjusted gross income is after write-downs. So most mortgage lenders require that. If you have 80% equity in your house and a 9 million credit score, you know,
9 million.
9 million in 17 million in your bank account, you might not need 2 years of commissions. But most people need 2 years of commissions documented for mortgages. That's all. That's for me. Bubba, anything for you? Do you see anything there? You ever see a 1 year of commissions?
No.
I have seen it, but it is in a rare occasion. And it's typically in someone that might have made commissions at another job, switched to a new job in a similar industry, and they are documented 1 year of commissions at their other new job, and it's a similar. It's like you're selling cars, and you went from one car dealer to the next car dealer. Mm-hmm. Now we know that what you make in commissions. So that it is possible, but it's rare occasions. Call us if you want to know more, 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
Right. Here's an interesting question. Ready to buy a home, but in the middle of a divorce.
Ooh.
How long do I have to wait after divorce is settled to purchase? Anyone?
Oh, I've got it. You may not like it, but no, I'm just kidding.
You know what's really sad is we have serial texters here.
Yeah.
And unless this person lost their phone and got a new one here, this person texted us last year, and they are looking to buy a home. Anyway, we're sorry to hear you're getting a divorce.
Yes, we're sorry. That's
so how long do you have to wait, Bubba?
Well, so where are you at in the divorce? It's 30 days after decree before you can be put on a new title by yourself. All right, now if you're refinancing and your husband signs the – if you're doing a cash out to pay him off or an old lien or whatever, they still have to be on as long as you're married, they're going to be on that deed of trust until after 30 days. It didn't even used to be 30 days, but it's been 30 days now for about 5 years.
So, inappropriate Uncle Bubba comes up with a gem of information for people that are getting divorced.
It's appropriate.
Yes. This is opposite day. I might be inappropriate today.
Inappropriate, Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 days single, basically, is what you have to be. The decree has to be 30 days old.
Okay. You have it there. So hopefully once the divorce is settled and you want to buy a home, there is an option there for you.
All right.
Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right, here we go. So I did a cashback refinance last year, March 11th. Do I have to wait until March 12th to refinance again to get a lower rate, or can I start paperwork now? Thanks from Nick.
Nah, well, Bubba, I'm going to leave this for you because you are the expert on cash out.
Yes, I just had one that I did a year ago. It was one of those good stories. It was a non-QM customer that had some credit issues, and back then we had non-QM loans, which non-qualifying mortgage because of credit score, but we paid off a lot of her debt, and of course her credit score
went up.
Okay, so she started the process. She's closing this week on the 9th, and her first available date was to be able to close on the 5th. She started her process back in January. We got all the paperwork done. You had to get a new appraisal if you're doing a cash out, and then we have to close after that date. So we have her set to close on the 9th.
So listen, here's the thing: is you have to wait at least 12 months in Texas if you got cash out on your home before a refinance can be done in that home, or before another cash out can be done in that mm-hmm. home. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. We can help you out with that loan, and it's got to close after. Does it have to fund or close?
It has to close. It's just the closing.
It's not about funding.
Close that one closed on the 5th last year.
So the answer is yes. They could start.
They should start right
now.
Yes. Since mortgages are taking 45 days, so you'll be well within that.
A little bit of information. If you listened to the last several weeks, you might have heard us comment that not only can you not get a cash out on that property for 12 months? Let's say you bought a home, and the person that you bought the home from got a cash out in December, And then here rolls around in November this year and you want to get cash out. In Texas, a cash out loan can only be done on a property once every 12 months. So it's not just you, the owner, it's on the property. There can only be a cash out refinance done on the property within 12 months. So just a little bit of knowledge. You may not want to know, and you might want to forget it. That's for the vodka later. If you want to know what we just told you, then just drink the coffee. All right. Or if you want to take care of both right now, put some vodka in your coffee and then go to the AA on Thursday. Okay, Tress, you're up.
Okay. See? He has swapped places.
Yeah, okay. So, here's a very simple text. Ready to decipher? They say hello. $45,000 a year income, $25,000 down payment, 740 credit score. Make the magic, guys. That's
they
what you
have
to know
work if they,
with.
This is one of those home buying questions. And if you were listening earlier, if you want to buy a home, you just tell us how much you make, what your credit score is, and what your down payment ability is. We can tell you how much home you might be able to afford.
I thought now, it was a baking recipe for a second.
First of all, that's a nice down payment.
Right?
That's a nice down payment.
I'm going to say this. Don't put the maximum down payment that you can on a mortgage unless you have 12 months of living expenses. If you lose your job or you get sick for some reason, imagine getting sick these days. If you did get sick or if you got if you lost your job, how do you pay your mortgage and how do you pay your bills if you put all your money into your home? If you have 12 months of living expenses or more, then you might want to put some more money down on your home. But don't go just paying down that mortgage willy-nilly, especially with rates at the lowest they've ever been. But if you do have that 12 months, it's okay. We want you to be able to afford a home. A home is a mortgage is something that's going to pay for probably 10 to 30 years for most people. And so on this $45,000 a year income, they can probably afford around, what do you think, $1,300 a month, somewhere like that. Yeah, about $1,300 a month is what they're going to be able to qualify for. They might be able to afford more. They might be able to qualify for more. Very conservatively, that $1,300 payment might get you about $170,000 mortgage. Bubba, what do you think on that?
Yep, I think maybe $200, depending on the taxes in the
yeah,
area.
It's going to depend on the taxes.
Shop the taxes, tax areas.
The taxes are going to be higher than the interest payment on your mortgage these days for most people. With most mortgage rates below 3% and with taxes near 3%, you're paying taxes on the appraised value. You're paying interest on what you owe on the house. So most people are going to be paying more in taxes these days, especially if people are getting 30 years in the mid-2s. You're paying more on taxes. Shop, like Bubba said, shop the taxes. This person might be able to afford, I'm going to call it about $180,000 home conservatively, should get them that payment. And if you put 3.5% down, you might qualify for FHA. 3% down is a requirement for conventional. And zero down for USDA or VA.
I was going to say, USDA might be a good choice for you depending on which area you live in. The outlying areas like Little Elm, Forney, we talked about this last week when you were gone, Tress, but those areas out there still are USDA available, and you fall within the income.
There are three-bedroom homes out there at a $180,000 mortgage, and right now you can probably get for $1,300 a month in certain parts of town, maybe a one-bedroom apartment. So there are options for you to own a home with that scenario of $45,000 a year of income, don't use all that money for your down payment. Save some for drapes and carpet and some for a rainy day. Or an icy day, as it's going to be this week. 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Call us now, text us at that same number, or go online and apply at texaslending.com. We're going to come back for more here on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay.
We talk about meaningless things during the break, folks. I mean, sometimes I think it'd be have a better show if you just played our breaks.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
They're not unfun.
We were talking about my 13-and-a-half-year-old son who doesn't – he's afraid to talk to girls because, you know, he gets all flustered when he's – anyway, we talked about that. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba said he never learned how to
talk. He needs to watch Happy Days and look at Fonzie there. Hey, whoa.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's what he needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Fonz.
Yes. I told you once before.
Yes. once.
I told you once before about the investment fund that Henry Winkler was sponsoring.
Yeah.
He was sponsoring. There was a hedge fund. It was called the Happy Days Hedge Fund.
Oh,
right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And Henry Winkler was on TV and says, "Hey, Henry Winkler here for the Happy Days Hedge Fund. You should put your money in." Yeah. And so everyone started putting their money in. And then after a few years, the hedge fund started losing money. And then they all found out it was just a Fonzie scheme.
Yeah, you did tell me that one.
Yes.
At a bar once.
That's what's great about Gary is he forgets what I told him. Every 5 years, I can tell the same old jokes.
I knew it.
Especially the duck joke.
I remember that.
That's my favorite.
Wait, what's the duck joke?
The duck joke.
No, we don't want to talk about the duck joke.
Okay, we'll save that for next break.
Got any carrots?
There's no reason to talk about the duck joke. Let's try so we have questions.
Yes, we do. We have lots of questions.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. I'm divorced 1 year. My home was refinanced to ex-wife. Do I qualify for first-time homeowner? I have $150,000 year salary, 715 credit score, $10,000 down. What? And how much home would I qualify for?
So they make $150,000 a year, which is $12,500 a month. And so that $12,500 a month would afford you somewhere around over $4,000 a month of a mortgage payment. That's what you would qualify for just if you just had a mortgage. We don't know what your car and credit cards and all the other stuff is.
First-time home buyer is 3 years. You're a first-time home buyer after 3 years. But I don't know if there's anything that really goes for first-time home buying right now, really.
If you haven't been on a mortgage for 3 years,
right?
If you haven't been on title to a home. So if you haven't been on title to a home in 3 years, you're considered a first-time home buyer by the mortgage industry. We just kind of forget. Like, Bubba forgets jokes after 5 years, and mortgage industry forgets that you
it's
owned a home after 3 years.
It's not 5 years that I forget them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's 5 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
I laughed at the same joke just now.
Bless your heart.
So this person who makes $12,500 a month, for a $4,000 payment, they can probably afford a $700,000 mortgage. You know, they could probably get into a $700,000, $600,000 mortgage. But with that $10,000 down, a conventional loan might be done at 3% down. So, you know, $10,000 down would be a $300,000 mortgage at 3% down. Or if you did FHA at 3.5% down, somewhere around a $300,000 mortgage. So they can afford all that they can qualify if they just, I don't know the rest of their debts, but that is just I'm just using the rule of thumb that 33% of your monthly gross income is about what the computer models and algorithms do when they're computing whether you're approved for a mortgage. You have to have your total debt-to-income ratio figured below 45%. 43% is even better. If you stay under 43% on your debt-to-income ratio with all your car, your credit cards, and for Bubba's Victoria's Secret credit card, you need to keep all that stuff below 43%, 45%, and then that's what we use to qualify you. So this $300,000 mortgage, the reason I'm saying that is they have $10,000 down. So if they have a VA opportunity, they can get into that mortgage. They can get a $400,000, $500,000 loan. Don't know how much you want, what you're looking for, but make sure you call us and we'll get you pre-qualified. And there are options to borrow from your 401k for a down payment on a mortgage. Mm-hmm. There are other options out there.
All right. Moving on. So this is actually additional information from our previous texter that had the question about the 2 years of sales commission. They go on to say, I have 20% equity in my house and I have been in sales for 6 months. I have sold cars 2 years ago, stepped away for a year and had two jobs. Got back into sales. Can I still refinance my house?
Okay. This is a trick question.
From Chris.
So it's not a trick question. It's a trick answer. And so how about that? Huh? And so on your 20% equity situation, if you have a job, okay, and we can document that you have a job, if you're trying to refinance, because they didn't say they're trying to refinance or purchase earlier, they're trying to refinance here. And so there is something called a streamline refinance where we just verify you're employed. Okay, we verify you're paying your mortgage. We verify that you're employed, right? That's what it says. They want to refinance. They have 20% equity in my home. They want to be in sales. And so if they want to refinance, sometimes it's just verification you're still employed. If it's an FHA or VA loan, it's possible. Okay? We just go, oh, Do they still have a job there? And they say, yes, they're still employed. Okay, they're paying their mortgage. They're still employed. It's a streamlined refinance. Let's go. That's how that would work. If it's a conventional loan, we're going to have to go down. We're going to have to pull out the,
2 years commission.
You know, get out there and toothbrush.
Now, you may be able to string the gap of employment if you can go back further with more how much years of commission before that you stopped. It's kind of a tough deal.
Listen,
you know,
Bob has been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's still plugging away here. And you can talk to Bubba. He's experienced. Make sure you call our office now, 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary Alexander.
Yep.
That's inappropriate Uncle Bubba's stage name after 10 p.m. You can get a hold of him there. Or you can get a hold of him here at TexasLending.com or dancing somewhere after 10 p.m. 972-387-4600. Next, Chris.
Okay. Current APR 2.77, current VA appraisal 318, current VA loan balance 259, 30% disabled vet. Current credit scores for both my wife and myself are above 760. We just refinanced, so all these numbers are current. Interested in a VA rural. Would like to put no money down and keep our current escrow. Thanks from Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
And we want to help you refinance. Their current APR is 2.77. So their APR was what their mortgage is with closing costs on top of their rate. Their rate might be 2.625. Their rate might be 2.5. We don't know what their rate. It says their APR is 2.77.
Mm-hmm.
If their rate is 2.75 or somewhere in that ballpark, or 2.875, somewhere in there, we said the 15-year VA is, you have potential at about 1.875 for a VA 15-year streamline refinance. Okay? If you want to put down, you said they don't want to put no money down.
It also goes back to when you bought your house. There's 210 days that you have to.
Yes.
That's a big one there.
The VA put that in because there is something called churning where mortgage lenders would stick you in a high rate. There are still unscrupulous people in this country, believe it or not. There's at least seven of them. And so those unscrupulous people, the rate is 2.75.
That's what I thought.
Okay. So their rate's 2.75. On their loan amount of 259, if they save just 1% or 3%, if they save 0.75%, let's call it 2% or 1.875, they're going to save about $150 a month, $170 a month in interest. It is possible. They can even go. Yeah,
it has to be a half point.
Yeah,
difference. But unless
half a point difference, and 210 days churning is when a mortgage company would stick you in at 3.5, then call you back 2 months later and say, "Let's refinance this thing to 2.5," and they'd get paid again for a commission to do another loan, and they get paid every time the loan is being done. So VA said, "Enough of this churning. You have to wait 210 days." We'd like to do a 30-year. The 30 years are on 2.25.
They bought the house 6 years ago.
6 years. Okay, that's fine.
So the VA. The VA 30-year streamlines at 2.25, and your APR, depending on your loan amount, okay? And they said they're 30% disabled, so depending on, you know, that. And then the other one is the 15 years at 1.875. If they want the 30-year, we said it has to drop at least 0.5%. We can take a look at it.
Yeah, take a look at it, for sure.
And then we got that. We do it all day long, 2.25 VA. We do tens of millions of dollars of loans a month for VA loans here in Texas for veterans all over the place. And we do a great job. We have the lowest rate. No one's going to beat that rate for a 30-year.
Yep.
Were you going to say something, Gary?
I was going to say, let's just look at it and see if it makes sense. It has to make sense. That's been my thing since when I started.
You're not going to save any dollars if it don't make sense.
It's exactly right.
All right. We have to take a break, Tress.
We do, but... Can you talk quickly? Can you answer this question quickly? Can you?
Yes.
All right. How do construction loans work, and do you do them?
With their work with our work boots on and a hard hat. Construction loans work.
And I'll let you handle that one.
And do you do them? We suggest that your best place for a construction loan, well, first of all, depends on who's getting the construction loan. Hopefully that construction loan is going to be constructed by someone that is licensed in Texas, that is a general contractor that is licensed in Texas, and we're going to have to get their information if you're going to get a construction loan done. There are several ways to get construction loans done. You can buy the land, then get a construction loan. You can do a one-time close that combines the land and the construction loan. There are several ways to do them. You're going to want to work with a bank that has a construction division. We do not have a construction division. Banks typically have construction divisions. And so I would suggest that you go to an area near you and find a bank with a construction division for the construction loan. I wish we had them. We used to do them back in the day, and then after 2008, they all got blown up. And then the big banks that have the banks that have the construction divisions kind of took those over. And we are what they call a medium-sized lender in this country. We'll probably do $3 to $4 billion of home loans this year. That's a medium-sized mortgage company. And we'd probably have to be double our size to have a construction division. So help us grow. Help us double in size, and we will have a construction division once we're doing $8 to $9 billion a year in mortgages. We have to take a break, Tress says. And when we come back, we want to answer more of your questions, so get your questions in now. 972-387-4600. Call our office. We have people here now. Our loan officers will be here through the day. You'll always talk to a live person when you call our number. Go online and put your information in. Our dialer will call you right back. 972-387-4600. That's the number. And we'll see you after this break. I want to fight through the fan. Once again, like clockwork, inappropriate Uncle Bubba steps on the gas.
Gary!
Coming out of break. All right. We are here back in the TexasHoney.com. If you are a longtime listener to this show or first time, just know when we come back from the break, the first sound you're going to hear are Bubba finishing up some of his thoughts that we were talking about during the break. You only get it on the TexasHoney.com show. So
that's true.
This is a special event. Okay. We are talking about home loans. Trust, we don't have much time.
Lightning round. Here we go. Does my rate stay locked in even though it's taking you all 45 plus days to close? My home is financed in my wife's name and we are looking to refinance.
All right. They want to know, this person wants to know if they're, how long we can do a rate lock for. Our rate locks at TexasHoney.com are for 65 days. So with the rate that we quote here on the show is typically for a 65-day lock, which is still better and 2 points better than if you misspell Texas Lending and start spelling it R-O-C-K-E-T. If you accidentally start spelling Texas R-O-C-K-E-T, then you're probably going to pay 2 points more per loan for the same rate than you're going to get at TexasLending.com if you spell it correctly.
That's a harsh spelling error.
Yes. Well, some people, you know, it depends on the public schools you go to, you know, or the private schools you go to, or just the school in general. If you're homeschooled, woo, I know you can spell things all kinds of different ways. Okay.
Well, they have a second part to their question.
Okay, what is it?
My home is financed in my wife's name, and we are looking to refinance. I make much more money than she does. Would it be helpful to refinance the house in both of our names? Right now, our rate is at 4.5.
It's a credit question.
So whether you – yeah, it's a credit question. Whoever's got the best credit score, if you both have enough money to qualify, you can refinance in either one of your names. You're both going to be on – you can both
be on
title.
You're both going to be on
title. But if you – whoever has the lowest credit score, that's what their interest rate is going to be based on. So if you both go on the loan, as long as you have both have good credit scores, you're going to be able to save, hopefully, at least 2% on that mortgage.
Okay.
Hopefully 2% on the interest rate. So that if they're at 4.5 and they get this down to 2.5 or better, that's a good day for you.
Next question.
Yes.
What's the difference between a regular refinance and a cash-out refinance? And what happens to the equity if you don't take the money out?
Cash out refinances typically have rates about a quarter percent higher in most circumstances. It depends on your credit score, though.
It depends on your loan to value.
Yeah. The more money you borrow in a cash out, the lower your credit score is, the higher the differential is between the interest rate and a refinance and a cash out. For example, if you owe 60% of your value of your home, let's say your home is worth $400,000 and you owe $240,000 and it's only 60% of the value. Your rate on a cash out is going to be very similar than it is, as it is to a refinance, a regular refinance. Very similar. But if you're going to borrow 80% and your score is not 740 and your score is a 660, you could see rates 3/4 of a percent higher on a cash out refinance. If you have a low score, If you're borrowing 80%, you have a low loan amount, your rates are going to go up. So that's the difference. And on the cash out, do we answer the question?
Yeah, but what happens to the equity if you don't take the money out?
It stays in your house.
The money stays in your house.
And it grows.
If you sell your house one day, then you have money to pay the realtor, and you have money to take care of all the other things, and then you get the difference when you sell the house.
All right, here we go. Next question. Can I use a previous appraisal for a refinance, or do I have to buy a new one?
Some loans don't require appraisals.
Right.
If you have a lot of equity, you have a great credit score, if your qualifications put you in a low-risk category, you may not need an appraisal on your mortgage. You'd pay an appraisal waiver fee. What's the appraisal waiver fee right now?
$75.
$75 for the appraisal. That's different. It goes up and down over the years. So the appraisal waiver fee right now is $75 to waive your appraisal. If you paid for the appraisal, it's probably $500 plus, depending on where the loan is. Sometimes these appraisers have to travel. You have to get a new appraisal. You're not going to be able to use an old appraisal.
Because it's like you're giving us an appraisal to use, and it's not our appraisal. It has to be
lender
specific.
It's going to be an independent appraiser.
All right. Next up. I don't get a chance to listen to you guys most days, but my wife and I are looking to buy our first home in a year and a half. We're 24. She has good credit, and mine is relatively subpar, but no outstanding collections, and I'm working on improving. How much do we need to save realistically for a down payment on, say, a $200,000 to maybe even a $250,000 home?
How much do you have to save realistically? I would say a minimum of $10,000 on a $200,000 home. I think it's your number. For 3.5% down plus closing costs. That's your minimum you're going to need. Okay. You can probably squeeze out a little bit less if you have someone pay for the closing costs, but there are so many people buying homes these days. It's hard to win a contract when you're out there bidding on a home if you're requiring the seller to pay closing costs.
But I'm seeing if you're doing like an FHA loan where the rates are, we can pay some closing costs.
Yes.
There's a lot of credit.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And our 30-year FHA is at 1.875. Is that our 15-year or is that our 30?
Our 30-year is at 1.875
on a FHA, 30 years, 1.8. If you're streamlining your FHA, 1.875 with an APR just under 3.
If you have a 640 credit score, you can get 2.25, 2.5, and pay all your closing costs.
And so, your 3.5% down on the $200,000 mortgage is $7,000. We might be able to pay your closing cost by raising the rate to 2.25, 2.5.
That's what I've done.
And then now you're in at 2.5.
Happy.
Yes. So TexasLending.com is the name. Getting a mortgage is the game. And we want to take your call at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at thetexaslending.com. Tress.
Here we go. $10,000 to $17,000 down, 600 credit score, $60,000 a year income, USDA loan.
It's 17 down if they win their Super Bowl bet. It's 10,000 if they lose their Super Bowl bet, apparently. So they have $10,000 to $17,000 down. Okay, so 3% of $500,000 is $15,000. That's your minimum down payment on a conventional loan is 3%. So you can get a $500,000 first-time home buyer, 3% down opportunity. But the
USDA,
600 credit score is your pain point there.
That's your pain point.
I was just going by down payment first. Your pain point is 600 credit score. It is possible to get FHA there at 600. You have to find an FHA lender that'll do it. Not everyone's doing that. With your income, you can probably afford yourself about a $200,000 mortgage. Make sure you listen to us every weekend. We're out of time. We don't even have time to say goodbye properly. No kisses, no hugs.
Sad face.
Not even waves. We're going to say see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show for Tress and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. I'm Kevin Miller. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.